The earthquake, tsunami, and ongoing nuclear disaster have, of course, created a humanitarian crisis in Japan. The country has had help from international rescue teams, nuclear experts, and the U.S. military, but the bulk of the response has come from within. As NPR's Jason Beaubien reports, the Japanese army and volunteer groups have been critical in getting help to people who lost their homes or were forced to evacuate.
Up and down the tsunami-damaged coast, members of the Japanese Self-Defense Forces are at work. Their dull green army vehicles race along the highways, military backhoes clear roads of rubble. Troops are even running makeshift morgues where people can come and try to identify the dead. Here, near the northern tip of Japan's main island, soldiers pull fishing nets and other debris out of a ravine. First Lieutenant Masaki Mori says the tsunami pushed lots of material up into this river that you can see to my left. Basically, we're just doing waste removal. Japanese troops were some of the first relief workers to reach many of the towns hardest hit by the tsunami. Soldiers also took a lead role in the containment operation at the crippled Fukushima nuclear complex. Military helicopters dumped seawater on the facility, and troops manned fire hoses during the desperate attempts to cool the reactor. As supplies ran out in tsunami-battered communities, the army started passing out food and water. In the city of Ichinomaki, soldiers set up a drinking water distribution point in the parking lot of a waterlogged pharmacy. 68-year-old Isao Shima came on his bicycle to fill three large soda bottles from the military tanker truck. Since the tsunami, we haven't had any water, he says. Shima is living on the second floor of his flooded house. He says he'll use the water from the army for cooking and drinking. And it's not just the Japanese military who are out in force. Construction crews quickly went to work patching earthquake-damaged roads. Utility workers are restringing power lines, even in towns where there are few houses left standing. Just north of the evacuation zone for the Fukushima nuclear plant, a group of government engineers are clearing a shipping lane in the port of Soma. The engineers normally do public works projects on the northern island of Hokkaido. Sitting in an RV that now serves as their office, Kazunori Mihara says they're trying to land a relief barge loaded with fuel, food, and other relief supplies. There is quite a bit of debris, shipping containers and whatnot, in the harbor, Mihara says, but we've been able to clear a channel large enough for our vessel to enter. The barge, which they loaded in Hokkaido, is being towed down the coastline by a tugboat. More than 2 weeks after the tsunami, Japanese search teams are still trying to recover the bodies of the thousands of people who remain missing, as I saw this weekend in the tsunami-devastated city of Shinchi. You've got groups of police that are been digging through just these fields of rubble. They're in rubber boots, and they're up well above their ankles in sort of the muck, and it's just splintered boards all around them. It appears that the police have just found a body, and they're sort of clearing around the body and making preparations to take this body out.
今ね、自衛隊は九州の福岡県とか
The mayor of Shinchi, Norio Kato, says right now in his town there are soldiers from several parts of Japan, police officers from Hokkaido, and rescue crews from Tokyo. The mayor says roughly 20% of the residents here lost their homes in the disaster. More than 1,000 people now are living in shelters. Clean water, electricity, and gasoline are in short supply. The local train line is severed, and the municipal sewage system severely damaged. But the mayor says he's confident his people will overcome all these challenges and rebuild.
As we all know this, 60 years ago, there was Pacific War, as we call it. And we rebuilt from that. My ancestors rebuilt from that. Japan has a real strength in recovering from tragedy, from loss. So I feel that we, as a town, can put our strengths together and make this happen.
And he says Shinchi will rebuild, knowing that the Japanese government and the Japanese people are there to help them. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.